as the Guardians try and take the first of the two first games against the Orioles in the series. And dude, if they win tonight, can we just admit it would be hard not to get hyped?
Yeah.
Not everything has
Cookie on the hill. And look, I think it's possible. I think you're probably going to give up some runs tonight. I think it's going to be kind of a high scoring game.
Yeah.
With that being said, the Guardians offense just put up 10 runs last night. I mean, they got it going a little bit here, and hopefully they can continue because they may need the run support tonight.
Well, and what helps in the case of Trevor Rogers last night, that dude gives up a lot of base runners. More of his traditional numbers aren't that rough, but man, his whip is like 1.5 or like 1.43 or something like that. Kramer isn't that much better, but it should be a little tougher to get upwards of double-digit hits tonight. I think what's interesting is with Cookie, it feels like a schedule loss. When Cookie's on the bump, I just go into that game. That's why yesterday was so important. We're like, all right, if we're going to view a four-game series, you can view as a mini-series, right? All right, we're going to take the first two games and then reassess. So if to have any hope at winning the series, you needed to win game one, because today feels like one of those games where if you win, great. And I hate feeling like that because this is a team that pretty consistently, as you and I both agree, wins games that maybe they don't have any business winning, or they consistently have that fight. It's just we've gotten to the point with Cookie that I don't know they think they have a chance when they send Cookie out there every 5 days.
I think you're right about that. I think they're nervous about putting him out there every 5 days, but they don't have any other options right now. They haven't.
Well, that's why this could be Cookie's last bite. Because I think Boyd, what was it last night? I think that might be his last rehab start. Cobb is making his next rehab start coming up. So, I mean, I think if Cookie doesn't deliver, just keep stumbling all these like food adjacent puns. You know, if Cookie is more sweet than sour, or is more sour than sweet tonight, I'm gonna stop this crap right here and now. This is a serious sports talk show. Let's get back to our double polls. But I think I'll be really impressed if they win this game. And by the way, I think that's why Hedgie is on is beyond the plate tonight. I think this is I think you're trying to do everything you can to get Carlos a win. Because it just, if he gives up another 6 earned tonight, whether you win or not, 18 earned runs in a row is what it would be. Even like a decent performance, like the average Cookie performance is like 4 earned. Even that,
what is his ERA? Like 5 point something?
The wild thing is like 5-6, somewhere in there. It could be 7. It could be 8. It's just sky high. But this actually does bring up a question, the fact that you're playing the Orioles on, because I thought it was interesting. Like, I remember Daryl saying back when they were mired in the thick of the 20-game oopsie time in the middle of July, he was like, yeah, if you play the Yankees in a 5 or 7-game series right now, I don't know that you'd be able to get the win. And I wonder if that's changed at all. Because I think if you had asked before the 20-game, oops, I think most people would have been like, yeah, bring on the Yankees. Bring on the Astros.
I think most people would, yeah.
But any team. There was no team at that time, even the Orioles, who were the other hottest team in baseball when you played them for the first time. I think that was end of June. That was like your last good series before, the Philly series. But like, I don't think there's a team you would have said I'm fearful of. Maybe like in a World Series setting, the Dodgers, just because it's unfair. It's like Azerbaijan trying to pick World War III with the United States. It's just like, hey, look at my 3 weapons. And over there, they have every nuke known to man. That's what it feels like, anybody facing the Dodgers that isn't another super team financially. Mm-hmm. But like, do we still feel that same way? Like, if I went down the list of other teams in the AL, 7-game series right now with the Orioles, you picking the Guardians?
7-game series? Probably not, man.
Why not?
I don't know. I have no good reason other than I've watched both. Well, I've watched the Guardians more than the Orioles, but I mean,
is it just our natural to
it's
downplay?
Just being a Cleveland fan?
Is we're just downplaying expectations?
Maybe not. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. I was playing golf with a guy this morning. He was going to the game tonight, and he's like, first place Guardians. I'm like, yeah, we'll see.
See, all right, because earlier this week I said, does it make you feel any better that they have the number one record in baseball? And you're like, oh, yeah, it's great. But in the back of our minds, we go,
we'll see.
I'd rather be the hunter, because that's where we are. Really, what, since 2001? Was 2001 the last time you could definitively say the Guardians were the best team in baseball or the best team in the American League?
I don't remember, Nick.
I mean, sure. 2007, you have a run at it, and you were in a great spot to win the World Series. But like 2016, all right, that's when some of the rumblings came about, well, yeah, they were a 500 team until June. It's a bad division. Is that like, I feel like we've been the conquerors of a crappy division for so long that psychologically, as much as people griped about it, I think that is where we're comfortable. 216-474-0092. So the Guardians have the best record in baseball. Must be nice. It is nice. It's wonderful. But if you had to play any one of the other playoff teams right now, that's the Orioles, Yankees, Astros, Royals, Twins. Had to figure that one out in real time. Would you guys pick the Guardians to win that series? Be it a 5-game set, be it a 7-game. Because I don't see a team right now that scares the daylights out of me. Who do we have? We talked to somebody that said the Astros. Or was that our pre-show meeting? Was that, Keith, was that you, bud?
Keith said it in the pre-show.
Yeah, okay. So Keith said that I know they're a very hot team. I think you can ask whether they're peaking too early. Like, they're playing really good baseball. But they have the same problem that you have. I don't know they have the guns, rotationally speaking, in the postseason, and they don't have this bullpen.
Maybe not, but I'm just going off of, you know, part of the reason we said that pre-show was just the experience in the postseason.
Yeah, just,
they've got a lot of veteran really guys that have been there before. I mean, we said this, if they reach, I could not believe this when I heard this the other day. They've been to the AL Championship Series like 7 years in a row. Like, that's incredible. It makes sense, but you really kind of goes unnoticed with the rest of the American League.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. We were talking about that as well earlier this week. If you had said, hey, the Astros have made how many consecutive ALCSs? I would probably have said 4. 7 is an insane amount. I mean, that is the LeBron of baseball teams in the ALCS. So I guess if we're going on playoff experience, the Guardians, what was the line we used in 2022? They don't have enough experience. They're so young, they don't know the pressure of the
young
moment.
And dumb.
They don't know better. So now, do they know just enough? Like, do they know? Or is that? Or do we still look at this and go, well, now they know just enough to be terrified
of the
moment.
They've learned a lot of lessons, Nick.
But they don't know how to win in that series. Orioles do scare me because of a guy like Corbin Burns. And because whether it's the Orioles, the Yankees kind of have a lot of this too. Trying to outswing those two teams specifically is a high, high bar. And like last night, well, actually, no, we had Ben McDonald on earlier. And I was like, man, if I could take any one of their players. And I was thinking offensively, he kind of said defensively, Orioles fans are a little frustrated with Gunnar Henderson. If I could take any offensive player off their roster and just pluck it. No, you know what? Any of their 26 players. I'd take Gunnar and put him into this lineup and put him into like the 4 spot, move Naylor to 5. And I think you'd have a complete lineup. That's how good Gunnar Henderson is. The Guardians could have drafted him in 2020. I believe they chose a middle infielder who couldn't hit. And Gunnar Henderson went about 7 picks later. A middle infielder who could hit. Just thinking out loud. Not that I'm keeping count on any of that. No, I mean, I think there's not one definitive team that I don't want to face in the playoffs. And I think I can find you a massive weakness on every single contender. And even though you can do that with the Guardians, I think between Gavin Williams, Tanner Bibee, and now Ben Lively, I think you might be able to get through the whole damn thing. I think, and again, none of those guys are going to give you 7 shutout innings. You're probably going to have to score at least 4 or 5 runs per game with any one of those 3 guys starting right now in the playoffs if it started tomorrow. But I think I trust the lineup to be able to do that and to get just enough from the starting rotation through 4 or 5 innings before you turn it over to the bullpen who can shut things down. 216-474-0092. If the Guardians had to play a winner-take-all 7-game series tomorrow, would you trust this team in the playoffs? I think it is. Well, okay, we have to wonder how Tanner Bibee's shoulder's doing. But if it's Williams, Bibee, and Lively, I think
sounds
that's
like a band.
Enough. Williams, Lively,
or a law firm.
That's where I was going with it. A good law firm.
Williams, Bibee,
and Lively. Let me down a little bit there.
Dude, try to say all 3 fast.
Williams, Bibee, Lively.
Well done.